Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1681, air date April 17th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we'll be discussing how licorice supports individuals with ulcerative colitis, with a focus on its key active compounds, and how they work together to protect overall gut health. This is going to be an engaging discussion where we take a closer look at the molecular profile of licorice and walk step by step through the key biological pathways involved in ulcerative colitis. By understanding these underlying mechanisms, we'll gain a deeper appreciation of how this herb works at the cellular level to support gut healing and restore intestinal balance. All right, let's get started and understand what this is all about. So licorice, often called the root of remedy, is actually a perennial herb that's found all over the world with around 30 different species. It's also one of the most well-researched medicinal plants, and you'll often see it used in both food and herbal medicine. Now, the most important part of the plant is its root, which has traditionally been used to help manage digestive issues, as well as respiratory and certain neurological conditions. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, welcome back. Let's continue with our topic. Today we'll be exploring licorice, an important medicinal herb, and how it plays a vital role in strengthening and supporting our gut health by helping alleviate ulcerative colitis. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining, and that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it licorice, or be it indigo, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has actually driven this downward curve? It's not just one factor. It's a combination of multiple systemic failures working together. First, we've seen the steady destruction of the immune system within modern healthcare. Instead of strengthening the body as a system, the focus has often been fragmented and reactive. During the so-called pandemic in March 2020, I focused on educating people about the immune system and how the body functions as an integrated system. It was never about being pro or anti anything. It was about empowering people with knowledge so they could strengthen their own health foundations. At the same time, another major stressor has been the environment, particularly how difficult it has become to access clean, healthy food. Nutrition is foundational to immune strength and long-term health, yet the system makes it harder and harder for everyday people to obtain real, nourishing food. There's also pressure on the educational system. People are not being taught system science. They're not learning how to think holistically or solve problems resourcefully. Instead, they're often taught a reductionist model, one that breaks everything into isolated parts without understanding the whole. As a result, many expect institutions or governments to solve problems for them, rather than developing the tools to analyze and address issues themselves. When you combine that with corruption in governance, economic instability, a lack of emphasis on saving and growing income inequality, you begin to see how all of these forces interact. This is why we say it's a systems problem. It's not one issue. It's the convergence of many interconnected stresses shaping the trajectory we see today. So when we talk about truth, freedom, health, we're really talking about a systems-based creation. It's built around education, community, and structured courses, all integrated into one platform. The goal is to provide a true systems approach that empowers you with the knowledge and tools to take care of your own health and well-being. At the end of the day, no one else is coming to save us. The responsibility and the power ultimately rests with each of us to understand the system and take action accordingly. And that systems approach is very practical. It starts with strengthening your immune system, because without that foundation, nothing else really matters. It also includes learning how to access and eat local healthy food on a budget. Through our certified clean solution, which has been around for over a decade, we focus on helping people sustainably obtain truly clean food. But it goes beyond food. It comes from understanding systems science, so you can become truly educated, not just informed, but capable of thinking critically and holistically. It includes teaching young people how to innovate and developing leaders within our own communities. While many power structures create leaders to maximize power, profit, and control, our movement is focused on cultivating leaders grounded in truth, freedom, and health. It also teaches people to be economical and resourceful. Instead of encouraging endless spending on things that don't add real value, we equip people with practical tools they can actually use to improve their lives. If you're interested in these tools, you can find them at truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m., and there's no cost to attend. These sessions bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. It's also an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you gain the knowledge and education needed so you're not waiting for someone else to take action for you. Everything I do is driven by this core idea of helping you help yourself, and Truth Freedom Health is the platform created to make that possible. Just to repeat, we host these sessions every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us on Thursdays and be part of the conversation. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal all together. As part of this mission, we've built integrated platforms, including a leadership training institute and a systems health institute. Through these institutes, we educate leaders to truly help others by understanding that healing requires the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We provide practical tools to apply this approach, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework to develop new solutions and create new products. Together, these platforms give you a complete framework of solutions, enabling you to actively be part of the solution. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and visit truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about licorice, or when I talk about green tea, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on licorice, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to licorice on ulcerative colitis. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That's way you'll truly understand the roots of the systems approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on licorice on ulcerative colitis. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that drives everything we do, whether it's in science, politics, or health. It's all grounded in a clear framework. I truly hope you take advantage of this, because you're not going to find this kind of integrated systems approach anywhere else. The goal is to create immense value for you, not just in terms of information, but in advancing you as a human being and empowering you through real education. As you can see, there are different contribution plans available, designed to support people at various levels of engagement. I encourage many of you to begin as members, because there's a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. It's designed to challenge you to reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to remain dependent on existing systems, or do you want to become truly independent and self-reliant? You can also choose to come in as a supporter, where you'll continue receiving valuable knowledge, educational resources, and ongoing insights. Or, if you'd like to contribute at another level, some options provide access to a full set of learning resources, what we call the 15 gifts. The key message is simple: get involved. For those of you who really want to accelerate your growth, becoming a warrior scholar is the path forward. When you contribute, we don't just give information, we provide structured knowledge, support, and a strong community. This is the foundation that actually motivates everything we do. So let me also remind you that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. and everyone is welcome to join us. So, what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on licorice and what we know about ulcerative colitis, why gut issues happen, based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on licorice, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Gut health is a highly complex, multi-system condition, which is why it has remained difficult to fully understand and manage effectively. We'll also explain how licorice specifically benefits ulcerative colitis, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As we've discussed, licorice, often called the root of remedy, is actually a perennial herb that's found all over the world with around 30 different species. It's also one of the most well-researched medicinal plants, and you'll often see it used in both food and herbal medicine. Now, the most important part of the plant is its root, which has traditionally been used to help manage digestive issues, as well as respiratory and certain neurological conditions. Now, if we look at its traditional and indigenous uses, licorice has a long history across ancient civilizations. Ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans recognized its effectiveness in managing coughs, colds, and chills. During the time of Hippocrates, licorice was even prescribed for dropsy because of its thirst-relieving properties. Later, in the 1st century AD, the Greek physician Dioscorides used licorice to treat stomach and intestinal ulcers, highlighting its early role in digestive health. And in traditional Chinese practice, licorice was valued for promoting strength and endurance, and it was often prepared as a tea for regular use. It also became a common remedy in Chinese medicine for treating acne, pimples, and certain neurological conditions. In addition, licorice extract has been used for managing skin disorders such as eczema and allergic dermatitis, further demonstrating its broad therapeutic applications across different systems of the body. Now, let's shift our discussion to gut health. When we talk about gut health, we're really referring to the overall well-being of the digestive system. Poor gut health can be influenced by many factors, things like stress, aging, a diet low in fiber, or even high dairy intake. These disruptions often show up as common digestive problems, with symptoms such as bloating, heartburn, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, food intolerance, and sometimes even more serious issues like weight loss or blood in the stool. When it comes to maintaining gut health, there are several key interventions. A balanced diet and keeping a healthy body weight form the foundation. It's also important to avoid overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, since they can irritate the gut lining. Supporting the gut with prebiotics and probiotics in combination can have a strong synergistic effect. And finally, strategies like chemo prevention, using agents such as aspirin or COX-2 inhibitors, have also been explored to protect long-term gut health. Gut health is a growing global concern. In fact, around 5 million people suffer from ulcerative colitis every year. This staggering number underscores the prevalence of digestive issues and the importance of maintaining a healthy gut. Now let's take a closer look at how licorice, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting gut health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to gut health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process. What it is, what we do, and how we do it. I'll explain how this systems-based platform allows us to model complex biological pathways, integrate scientific data, and design targeted solutions in a structured and evidence-driven way. This will give you a clearer picture of how we approach gut health, not as an isolated issue, but as part of an interconnected biological system. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations, using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We are now in the third phase, called in silico modeling, and today we'll share some insights from this stage with you. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using CytoSolv, without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered two highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the CytoSolv process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to gut health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolv created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolv Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolv optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolv. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of Big Pharma. You can visit mv25.life, we call it the momentum to move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Feminine Tea, and Immunity. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're on the topic of ulcerative colitis, which comes under the gut health, I'd like to recommend Digest Tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend made with traditional ingredients that are known to strengthen the body and support a healthy digestive system. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Gut Health Initiative is at the in silico modeling phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on the system's architecture of gut health. At the center of this framework is oxidative stress, a major driver of cellular imbalance. When oxidative stress goes unchecked, it gradually damages tissues and contributes to both the onset and progression of gut diseases. Recognizing this link is the foundational step in designing effective interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support gut health from multiple angles. Here we see how oxidative stress plays a direct role in gut disease. On the right, excess reactive oxygen species, or ROS, trigger inflammatory signaling, which activates NF-kappa-B inside the nucleus. This leads to the release of inflammatory cytokines, driving cell injury, chronic inflammation, and eventually conditions like ulcers, or even carcinogenesis. On the left, you can see how this same pathway in the colon or rectum causes epithelial cell injury and death, further contributing to gut disease progression. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In phase one, we map out the system's architecture of gut health by identifying the major factors that can compromise it. These include several key factors, like genetics, immune responses, an imbalance in gut bacteria, and improper use of antibiotics, all of which play a major role. External factors matter too, like environmental exposure, lifestyle choices, and regular use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Stress, smoking, dairy consumption, and the intake of highly processed foods can also throw off gut balance, especially in sensitive individuals. Together, these 10 factors shape the foundation of gut health, and understanding them helps us build better solutions moving forward. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how gut-related diseases develop. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here, we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support a healthier gut. This includes botanicals like ginger, aloe vera, wheatgrass, Andrographis paniculata, turmeric, Plantago ovata seeds, licorice, Indian frankincense, mastic tree, glangal root, green tea, slippery elm, bromelain, and Indigo naturalis. The real challenge, and one of the key reasons there hasn't been a true breakthrough, is that most discussions focus on individual compounds in isolation. You'll find plenty of information on single ingredients, but the real question is, how do they work together within the system? How do you actually crack that code? That's exactly what we're setting out to explore. We're not claiming to have all the answers yet. What we are doing is taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete biological architecture, we create a structured framework that allows us to understand interactions, dependencies, and emergent effects. Only then can we begin to uncover what's truly happening at the systems level. But today, we're going to focus on licorice, one of the 14 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve ulcerative colitis. Our CytoSolv analysis shows that over the past 168 years, licorice has been extensively studied with more than 6,204 research articles and 246 clinical trials, highlighting its strong scientific and clinical significance. This substantial body of evidence reflects more than just academic curiosity. It underscores the growing scientific attention and recognized clinical relevance of licorice in modern research. Now let's take a look at the composition of licorice. There are 22 key molecules found in licorice. While there are many compounds of interest, these are the most well-researched compounds and the ones most relevant to our study. Broadly, these can be categorized into three major groups: minerals, vitamins, and the major bioactive components that contribute to its therapeutic potential. Licorice contains 9 important minerals, which include calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, and selenium. In addition to these minerals, it also provides 4 vitamins: vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. Finally, licorice is particularly rich in major bioactive compounds such as glycyrrhizin, glycyrrhetinic acid, glabridin, lycocalcone C, quercetin, glycoglabridin, hippoglabridin, B, glabrocumarin, and liquorotiginin, each contributing to its diverse pharmacological and neuroprotective potential. And here you can see the chemical structures of the major active compounds present in licorice: glycyrrhizin, glycyrrhetic acid, 18-beta-glycyrrhetinic acid, and glabridin. These bioactive components are key contributors to licorice's therapeutic effects, working through multiple mechanisms to support its anti-inflammatory, protective, and healing properties. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of licorice. Here we can observe the broad biological effects of licorice, which really highlight its value as a medicinal plant. It exhibits a wide range of activities, including anti-ulcer, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, anti-cancer, antioxidant, antimicrobial, anti-diabetic, and hepatoprotective effects. So when you look at all of these together, it becomes clear that licorice works in a systemic way, supporting overall balance and health across multiple organ systems rather than just targeting a single symptom. Now let's move on to its specific health benefits and see how these broad biological actions translate into meaningful therapeutic outcomes. Licorice is known for a wide range of health benefits that go far beyond ulcerative colitis. Research suggests it may help in managing conditions like asthma, dermatitis, oxidative stress, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, cancer, depression, inflammation, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. When you look at this broad spectrum, it really highlights the multi-system impact of its bioactive compounds, especially in how they help regulate inflammation, support immune function, and maintain overall cellular health. But now, let's focus on what we uncovered during our combination screening process. With respect to licorice, once again, we're presenting original research. Let's take a closer look at what is truly happening at the molecular level. Here we can see how licorice supports gut health, mainly through its strong anti-inflammatory effects, which play a key role in managing ulcerative colitis. So what happens is, when toll-like receptors, or TLRs, get activated, they trigger the IKK alpha and beta pathway. This leads to phosphorylation and breakdown of I-kappa-B alpha, which normally keeps NF-kappa-B inactive. Once I-kappa-B alpha is degraded, the NF-kappa-B complex, specifically the P50 and P65 subunits, is released and moves into the nucleus, where it turns on genes that produce inflammatory cytokines. Now, when these inflammatory cytokines are elevated, they contribute directly to the development and progression of ulcerative colitis. But this is where fermented licorice extract comes in. It helps block this process, by inhibiting NF-kappa B activation, ultimately reducing inflammatory cytokine production, and helping to protect the gut against ulcerative colitis. Here we can see another important mechanism by which licorice supports ulcerative colitis, specifically by protecting and maintaining the intestinal mucosal barrier. So what happens is dextrin sulfate sodium, or DSS, triggers TLR activation, which leads to inflammation and intestinal damage. This again activates the NF-kappa-B pathway, where the P50 and P65 complex moves into the nucleus. But in this context, it affects the expression of proteins that are critical for maintaining the intestinal barrier. These include tight junction proteins like Claudin-1, occludin, and ZO1, which help keep the gut lining intact. At the same time, oxidative stress also plays a role, and that's where antioxidant defenses like total antioxidant capacity, or TAOC, and superoxide dismutase, SOD, come into play to protect the tissue. Now, even though this may seem like a similar pathway, the outcome here is different. Fermented licorice extract helps block NF-kappa-B activation, reduces inflammation, and importantly, improves the integrity of the intestinal mucosal barrier, helping to maintain a healthy and functional gut lining. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out GutSolve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. At the Open Science Institute, we are committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous systems of medicine, which is an important fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop fake science. Time and again, we see the false nature of big academia. Research is being fabricated, and institutions are getting away with it. This happens because of an incestuous web of ties between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. As a result, billionaires are realizing they are spending large amounts of money on universities that are not delivering results, and they are beginning to create their own institutions. CytoSolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at licorice, we have found through CytoSolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that licorice has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Let's take a closer look at this data. This data shows how licorice can be just as effective as diclofenac sodium in reducing swelling or edema. In the control group, which received sesame oil, swelling was the highest. Diclofenac sodium, a standard anti-inflammatory drug, reduced swelling by about 74%. Interestingly, licorice compounds like glyceritinic acid and aqueous licorice extract also showed strong anti-inflammatory effects, reducing swelling by around 59% to 67%. Even more impressive, when licorice was combined with diclofenac sodium, the results were slightly better than the drug alone, reducing swelling by over 76%. This suggests that licorice could be a valuable natural option for managing inflammation, either on its own or alongside conventional treatments. Here's another piece of data. So this table shows how licorice compares to famotidine in protecting against ulcers. Indomethacin, a drug known to cause ulcers, produced the largest ulceration area. Famotidine, a standard anti-ulcer drug, significantly reduced ulcer formation to just 4.6 square millimeters. Interestingly, licorice alone performed almost the same as famotidine, with ulceration reduced to 4.9 square millimeters. When famotidine and licorice were combined, the protection was even stronger, bringing ulceration down to only 2.0 square millimeters. This suggests that licorice has potent anti-ulcer activity on its own and can enhance the effects of conventional treatment. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a gut health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if licorice is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, according to clinical evidence, 3.5 grams per day of licorice containing glycyrrhetinic acid, taken for 2 months, has been shown to help reduce body fat mass. Now, when it comes to skin health, specifically atopic dermatitis, clinical evidence shows that a topical gel containing 2% glycyrrhetinic acid from licorice can be beneficial. This was demonstrated in a 2020 study by Murray and colleagues. Intravenous administration of 200 to 800 milligrams per day glycyrrhizin from licorice has been shown to increase T helper cells. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While licorice offers many potential benefits, it's important to be aware of possible side effects, especially at higher doses. Three of the main concerns are hypertension, edema, and hypokalemia. These effects are uncommon at typical amounts, but it's something to keep in mind. As always, this is not medical advice. Anyone considering licorice for therapeutic purposes should consult their healthcare provider. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern systems of medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if licorice is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Licorice helps restore balance in the body by lowering vata and pitta doshas, while at the same time stabilizing kapha dosha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where licorice may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for ulcerative colitis, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. Let me bring everything together. So licorice, often referred to as the king of bitters, offers significant support in managing ulcerative colitis. It works by inhibiting NF-kappa-B activation, which helps reduce the production of inflammatory cytokines and control inflammation. At the same time, it strengthens the intestinal mucosal barrier, preserving gut integrity and supporting overall gut health. And we are right now in Gut Solve, which is a new spin-out at the third phase of in silico modeling. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of licorice for ulcerative colitis. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on licorice, on ulcerative colitis. And this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.